Good morning. We will begin in 5 minutes. This conference call is being held in Portuguese and will have simultaneous translation into English with the slides available in our results center on our website, which can be accessed through romi.com/investidores. Or rumi.com/investors. Simultaneous translation will be available for participants with the Zoom app or plugin installed on their PCs or cell phones. If you'd like to listen, click on interpretation and meeting options and select English. If you'd like to only listen to the translation, you can also select mute original audio. Good morning. We will begin soon. Good morning and welcome to Romi's conference call, where we will discuss the results for the first quarter of 2022. Before we begin, I'd like to clarify that this conference call will be exclusive for investors and investment professionals. Any statements made during this conference call about the company's business perspectives, as well as its projections, operational and financial goals, are simply forecasts based on the company's expectations about its future. Expectations depend on market conditions, on the Brazilian economic performance, on our industry and international markets, and are therefore subject to change. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and it's being carried out in Portuguese and simultaneously translated into English. Slides are available in our results center in our investor relations website, which can be accessed at romi.com/investors. During the presentation, all participants will be connected in listen-only mode. After that, we'll begin a questions and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, you can send it in writing with your name and the company you represent by using Zoom's Q&A tool. If you'd like to ask your questions in audio, further instructions will be given later. We have with us Mr. Luis Cassiano Rosalin, CEO, and Fabio Tayar, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. Our executives will present the results for the first quarter of 2022, and after that, we'll answer your questions. Now, I'd like to hand it over to Mr. Luis Cassiano. Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for participating in our earnings call for the first quarter of 2021. We began 2022 with higher revenues, and we maintained a very solid portfolio. We increased our machine production and expanded our renting business. The Romi machine unit continues to have a robust portfolio with a growth of 34% versus the first quarter of 2021. The foreign market is still demanding our machines, and the rental business is growing significantly. In milled and fused products, we also expanded our revenue 25% versus the first quarter of 2021, and we maintained a robust portfolio. Our challenge is still to expand our production and continue improving our margins throughout 2022. In our B&W business unit and our operations in Germany, orders created an important portfolio for the rest of the year. We still have challenges to meet our goals for the year, and the BW results should be seen yearly because its production cycle is longer. We started 2022 confidently, and we're focused on capturing new opportunities and executing them with excellence. Now, I'd like to pass it over to Fabio, who's going to go into the results for this quarter. Welcome, Fabio. Thank you, Cassiano. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our conference call for the first quarter of 2022. We are going to begin with our highlights for this quarter, starting with our net operating revenue. We had an increase of 28% of our revenue, reaching 285 million BRL, out of which there was growth in Romy machines and in our cast iron business unit. So even with that growth, excuse me, we finished March with a robust portfolio for the next quarters. So 791 million in our order backlog, an increase of 14% in comparison to March 2021. Our next highlight is that we had higher revenue growth in the machines division versus the first quarter of 2021, especially due to how consistently orders came in throughout 2021. We'll see how that happened in the first quarter of 2022. This was due to economic recovery and also the consolidation of the main product lines that we recently launched in the domestic market and in the foreign market. So with this increase in revenue and with efficient operational expense control, our operating revenue in this business unit was 21.3% higher than the first quarter of 2021. As we mentioned, our backlog increased by 14%, especially the Romy machines and also the raw and machined cast iron parts business unit. In our highlights, we also mentioned the material fact we published in March 2022 about the subsidiary Romenor Empreendimentos Imobiliários, which was launched in April. This is a real estate enterprise here in São Paulo, in the state of São Paulo, which has about 352 lots. According to what has been concluded so far, our total GSV estimated in our material fact was correct, and Romenor has a 50% share of the GSV. Of course, cash flow will happen over some time, depending on what modes of payments clients select when they acquire their residential lots. Continuing with the next slide, here we see some of the macroeconomic indexes. Gross fixed capital formation this quarter is still growing versus this first quarter of 2021, which already had some substantial growth versus 2019. If we were to break this down, and if we were to look specifically on at transformation, which is where our clients are, our performance was even more positive, which shows that investments continue being made. And along with that, on the next slide, if we were to analyze capacity utilization, it has also been at very positive levels. So what we see on this graph is what we confirm with our clients every day. All levels of activity are very favorable, and this even shows our after-sales in replacement parts and in technical assistance. This graph also shows the Industrial Entrepreneur Confidence Index, which really measures how our main clients feel. We can see that in the beginning of the COVID pandemic, there was a sharp drop, but then over the second quarter of 2020, there was a recovery. There has been some volatility because of our macroeconomic scenario, with geopolitical issues, with political issues, but we see that the index has been at a very good level that still shows some optimism and how new investments will be made. This is a little bit about the business units requesting our products. When we look at this quarter, volatility was concentrated in some segments, but we can see that demands are spread out across several industrial segments. The most diverse in our clients' basis are job shops, small companies that provide services to other tiers in the industrial chain. Many of them are providing services for machinery companies. Some of them service agricultural and the automotive industry. So it shows how much capillarity there is. It goes to show that several industries are still working at high levels in this industry. And the concentration in itself is natural. BW, since we didn't deliver any machines in the first quarter, we don't have any statistics for this. And finally, energy, which is still very strong. We still have a backlog for 2022. And the recovery that we had mentioned in previous calls for trucks and also agricultural machinery is starting to play a more significant role. So a commercial automotive has gone up and also agricultural machinery. So from the second quarter of 2021, they started recovering significantly, and it continued to happen in the beginning of 2022. Considering representation, these are our net sales per business unit. The biggest share was in Romy Machines. Uh, 62% versus 34% in cast iron parts. BW Machines lost some share. If we were to look at the breakdown at the end of last year, we would have seen that Romy Machines was growing, and it did come to pass. Cast iron parts grew, but a bit less. And BW, again, lost some of its share because in the first quarter of 2022 and in the first quarter of 2021, we didn't deliver any machines. So its share was very low as a fraction of our net sales. In geographic distribution, Brazil still plays an essential role here. It represents 80% of our sales distribution. So Romy Machines grew in the domestic and foreign markets, and this can be seen especially in Latin America and in the U.S., where there was a significant growth. Since BW didn't deliver any machines, and they're basically in Europe and Asia, these two regions lost some of their share. What's important to say is that the foreign market had already been showing signs of a recovery last year. And we can see that they're still having a strong demand. Our production lines, as we had said before, were recently launched, and they've consolidated very positively, not only in Brazil, but also in the international market. That has driven the volume of new business or new orders from the international market. Considering our order entry and backlog, we can see that the first quarter of 2022 was very good for Romy Machines. In 2021, it had already been very strong. We had posted a strong recovery in comparison to our historical base. So it basically remained flat. The number of machines has an even smaller variation. It goes to show that sales in the domestic market, rental, and as Cassiano said, have posted significant growths. The recovery in the international market has also allowed our order entry and backlog to go up every quarter. That obviously expands our backlog, and we'll see that our order backlog is robust for the next quarters. BW, it would be hard to look at this quarter because all we have are very big projects. But regardless of that, if we were to look from the first quarter of 2021, it has been receiving new orders. And although the first quarter is still below what we saw in 2021, it's consistently converting opportunities into new orders. Some of them for 2022, and we're starting to look at 2023 as well. Rough and machined cast iron parts. The first quarter had 94,000 orders. Excuse me, 94 million in orders, but this was mostly due to how orders were placed. In the first quarter of 2021, we received a big volume from the wind power industry, which has longer orders. And in certain quarters, we see some concentration, as we saw in the fourth quarter of 2021 even. But the power industry is still very solid, and it shows here when we look at it per segment that it's been recovering, especially trucks and agricultural machinery. There was a reduction of 17.2% in total, but again, it was a substantial order entry volume. And although rowing machines had a higher revenue, we maintained a solid portfolio in December and in March last year. BW, the order, since we didn't deliver any machines last quarter, our portfolio was higher, 140,000. It's a bit below last year, but again, we are getting consistent orders. We have many opportunities ahead of us, and in the next quarters, we hope to continue feeding into this portfolio for future deliveries. In rough and machined cast iron parts, we received nearly 94 million, and that allowed us to finish the quarter at a very similar level to what we had in December, and substantial growth versus March of 2021. It demonstrates that the segment has generated significant volume for Romi. And overall, our order backlog grew 14.1 versus March last year and 2.9 versus December 2021. Our cost of goods sold was basically flat. Production grew, especially in machines, and that diluted our costs, like labor. There was some depreciation, but overall, we kept the same efficiency levels in the company. Results and margins, our profitability. In the first quarter, our gross profit, or excuse me, our gross margin was 30%, and our gross profit was nearly 6 million above what we reached in the first quarter of 2021. We had that 28% growth in net revenues, as we mentioned, but we lost some of our margin, which was basically due to foreign exchange effects and some expenses that are still happening in the casting process. When we look at our operating profit, the growth was nearly 12% versus what we had in the first quarter of 2021, and margins were down 1.4%. So gross margin plus our revenue and efficient control of operating expenses resulted in this reduction in our gross margin. So our operating margin was at 10% at the end of the quarter. Considering our EBITDA, we see the same behavior, which was a growth of about 12% to 13% on our EBITDA margin, but there was a slight reduction, excuse me, on our EBITDA, but a slight reduction in our EBITDA margin. Net income, there was a growth of about 47%. Net margin also went up 1.4% from 9.3 to 10.7. And this includes a specific effect, which was the foreign exchange variation in the first quarter of 2022. Since we have frequent volumes of exports, some captures are done usually one quarter before. So if you're, that means that we're exposed for some time. Since the BRL went up in value, that created a positive effect. It diluted our gross margin and led to better financial results, impacting net profits and net income. Excuse me, net income and net margins. Business units results. We see that machines went up in sales, as we said. Gross margins went up due to the foreign exchange. As we said, the international market has been showing clear signs of a recovery since 2021. So its share is growing, and since we had some appreciation, especially since mid-February, that ended up pressuring our foreign margins. But with that growth, we were able to dilute our operating expenses, especially when compared to our gross margins. At BW, it's difficult to look at a quarter when you didn't deliver any machines. Although we had a great portfolio, or excuse me, a great backlog from the second quarter on, we can see that the analysis is still a bit distorted. Many of the fixed costs affect our results when you have low income. And in rough and machined cast iron parts, we also see that operating revenues went up by 25% in energy and in other segments. There was a reduction in our gross margins, internal processes. So we continued to perfect our internal processes. Meaning that net operating costs and other segments were reduced. Our gross margins went down because of the expenses and investments we've made in improving our in-company processes and developing new parts. However, as our revenue went up, we were also able to reduce our operating expenses, and the first quarter finished with an EBITDA margin that was still very favorable, 11.2%. Considering our financial position, we're still at a very We're still very strong. Net debt, was at 73 million at the end of March. Usually the first quarter uses more cash due to an acceleration in production so that it's available on in within the delivery terms. This first quarter was below the historical level still. Our debt is very well balanced. We have 9 month debt, 51 million. And it shows that our liquidity and our debt profile is still very solid. Finally, on the capital market, our share performance, it's been above the index. We see that there was one peak, but then it remained flat above the index. But again, we're going through some volatility, especially smaller companies in the index have taken a hit from the foreign volatilities. So that concludes our presentation. Once again, thank you for being a part of this event, and we're now open for any questions you may have. Thank you and have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the questions and answer session. As a reminder, this conference call is for investors and investment professionals. If you'd like to ask a call, please send your name and the company you're representing in the Q&A tool in Zoom. If you'd like to ask your question by speaking, you can raise your hand so that we can allow you to open your microphone. Good morning, this is Cassiano. I got a question from Carlos Herrera. He asks, what is your perspective for costs in 2022 if we should continue to see a reduction in gross margins? I'm going to split this into the two business units which impacted gross margins. At BW, we look at this yearly. So, explaining it right now would not make any sense, but in Romy Machines, this was basically due to exports and it was offset by our gross income with the foreign exchange variation. Of course, we do are pressured on costs. We're trying to pass it on to our clients as much as we can. There's some competition, but it's a global equation. So we expect clients to do this, and we expect to clients to receive the price hikes in prices. So, of course, this applies to a machine sold in Brazil. It will be more complex for a machine sold abroad because foreign exchange is what's going to dictate what our gross margins will be. Considering rough and machined cast iron parts, we've already been on a recovery and we're improving our operational efficiency so that we can have better gross margins, like in the first quarter of 2021. So we're very confident about this effort we're making. With increased production and also with higher productivity and with operational excellence and quality, we hope to continue on this path for the next quarters and to post better margins across all parts. The next question is, how are clients dealing with price increases? Are you having any challenge in passing them on? Machines and rough and machined parts have higher prices, and it needs to be passed on to the end client according to inflation. So we have a system in the company where we measure the future expected inflation and pass that on to our clients. It's always difficult to negotiate, but as I said, Inflation is happening around the world. Everyone understands and sees what's happening to raw material prices. And negotiations are being somewhat successful. The third question is, for 2022, are you going to focus on payouts for shareholders, or are you investing anything this year? Well, our payout policy will be followed, and payouts will be made according to that. It's the shareholders' decision. They are the ones who decide if payouts will be made. We have two businesses in the company. They're very profitable, they're new, and they do require some more capital, which are Rental and Progress, which is our fintech, providing financial services for clients. But throughout the year, as we generate cash and as shareholders make their decisions, we'll allocate the investments we believe will give the highest returns to our shareholders. The next question was asked by Antonio Rizzo. He asked us to give him some more details on the order backlog in the service industry. What industries are demanding more? What are the main segments? And where do you see fewer order volumes? Well, Romi services many industries. We have around 3,000 to 4,000 active clients across several industries. When we talk about the service industries, they are service providers. So, milling, plastic injections, they work for several industries. So, for example, they might provide an axle. So they're going to provide axles for several industries. It's very difficult to split it into segments, but we can clearly see that industries connected to agribusiness, for example, trucks, they do demand more. And aeronautics, for example, is very low. But it's very difficult to give you details because we have a huge number of clients. We received a question from Carlos Pereira, and I'll let Fabio answer this one. Good morning, Carlos. So the question is, please tell us about the financial statement on item 4.02, other results. There was a value of negative 24,000, and how does that impact your net income? So Carlos, this amount, what does it represent? It's the conversion or the translation of the investments that were made abroad, meaning investments made abroad in US dollars or in euros have a foreign exchange variation every month according to our conversion used with the fees we indicate every month. So if the real goes up in value, then you're using fewer BRL, and that has a positive impact. But when it's the opposite, you need to use more reals, and that foreign exchange variation affects our assets. So it does not impact our recurring net income, but it's an item to convert or to translate our investments from abroad. And the foreign exchange variation represents our assets directly. And it means that if it had been taken directly in our results, it would be that. So it shows what the total net income would be considering all other results. So in our case, we only have that effect, which is the conversion of our investments abroad as every subsidiary Romy in the world. And it really doesn't impact our distribution or our profit distribution base. We received a question from Conrado Carvalho. He congratulates us for our results and asked if we could talk more about the machine rental service. He also asks if we're seeing any acquisitions through M&A or organic expansions. Well, we published a little bit on our release about this performance. In the order backlog section, we had 59 new machines in the first quarter or rental contracts closed, 332 machines since the business was created in mid-2020. So we haven't even completed 2 years, but we have 332 machines, which represent over 83 million BRL in contracts. These are contracts that are 12 to 24 months long. The machine is then taken, reworked, and sold to the market. It's still growing. So to give you an idea, in the first quarter of 2021, we had 32 rentals. And now in the first quarter of 2022, we have 59. So we've been able to have a good level of growth, and we really like this business because it has very good margins. Is Romy foreseeing any acquisitions? Well, we're always looking at the opportunities. Whenever it's in line with our strategies, we have the duty to analyze and understand them. But right now, we haven't really been struck by anything. We didn't see anything that's going to add value to our shareholders. Considering organic expansion, I'll split it into two. In rough and machine parts, we are still strong. We're making some organic investments into furnaces and other equipments to increase our output. In BW and Romy machines, we still have some idle capacity. As a reminder, with Romy machines, we have produced over 3,000 machines in some years. So we're making some one-off investments to increase productivity, automation, and digitalization for the process, but not specifically to expand because we still have some capacity to fill in BW and Romy machines. If you have any questions, please send it along with your name and the company you are representing by using the Q&A tool in Zoom. If you'd like to ask your question, you can raise your hand so that we'll let you open your microphone, and then please introduce yourself. As there are no further questions, I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Luis Cassiano for his closing remarks. As a reminder, the Investor Relations Department is open and available to answer all of your questions. Over to you, Mr. Cassiano. Thank you, everyone, for being in our conference call. Our Investor Relations team is available if you'd like to ask any other questions, and we'll connect during the next quarter. Thank you. That concludes our conference call. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.